So far, payday lenders have fought off attempts to cap fees in Wisconsin, something 47 other states currently regulate. But concern over consumer debt has prompted new legislation. One bill would require companies to provide information about extending a loan numerous times, along with other financial warnings. A UW-Madison professor who specializes in consumer law says people don't necessarily need help figuring out the fine print. Steve Miley says a law forcing payday lenders to educate customers is useless without controls on interest.
It's not the kind of situation where people are necessarily being deceived. The problem is people don't have the money to repay the loan within the loan period, and then they get into this cycle of debt.
Payday loan customers like Scott Henderson told legislators that financial warnings would be okay, but the Sturgeon Bay resident doesn't want limits on how often he can roll over a loan or how much he has to pay.
I personally have had no problem. They've been very clear and concise with me. I've had great experiences with them. They've helped me out with my car.
Customer Cassie Hirsch says she uses payday loans for unexpected expenses, but also regular purchases.
If I feel like I want to go shopping and I don't have a paycheck for a week, you know, and it's my day off and I don't have any extra spare cash on me, I'll just go. And I know what the fees are, what I have to pay, but that's my choice. If I want to pay that, I will.
That kind of demand is what's driving the service payday lender's supply. Supporters say the free market will eventually drive down payday lender rates, just like it did for credit cards. But Milo points out that 10 years of competition among payday lenders in Wisconsin has not resulted in lower rates.
What you don't have is one payday lender saying, hey, we'll give you a payday loan for 350%, come to us. The rates are still over 500%. That's why the analogy to the credit cards doesn't really work.
The bill discussed at the public hearing does not cap fees or interest rates. A different proposal would. It also limits rollovers. That bill has not been scheduled for a hearing. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.